Hi, this is Andy Kaufman. In celebration of this being the 10th month of the 10th year of this century, I published a special episode for my premium subscribers. To give you a taste of the extra benefits premium subscribers get, I'm sharing this episode with all People and Projects podcast listeners today. Enjoy! Hi, Andy Kaufman here with a special episode for my premium podcast subscribers. In this premium episode, I want to briefly tell you about a book I've been enjoying recently. It's called 10-10-10 by Jack Welch's wife, Susie. Though the book is not new, it's been out for a couple years, I found that many people I've spoken with about the book haven't heard about it. So what is 10-10-10? The idea is actually pretty simple. When you need to make a decision, think about it in terms of three time horizons. How would you feel about this decision 10 minutes from now, 10 months from now, and 10 years from now? Now, though it sounds very simple at first, it's nonetheless very powerful, and it can apply in your personal and professional life. So, here's some examples. Let's say you're a software tester or a manager of a software development group, and there's some outstanding bugs and you're facing a deadline. Well, do you ship or not? Well, let's say you made the decision to ship, even though it wasn't ready. How are you going to feel about that 10 minutes from now? Well, I feel actually pretty good because, you know, it's done and we can have the release party. 10 months from now? Maybe not so much if, in fact, that the problems caused all kinds of other rework and re-releases. 10 years from now? Well, that's really just a way of getting us think for the long term. But by thinking it through, not just the short term, it might help us make a better decision now. How about this? You have a person on your team, and this person is kind of high maintenance. Maybe they say things in meetings that, well, they're not bad enough to get them fired, but enough to upset people. Yet, this person's expertise, man, they are high. They're one of your studs on the team and, you know, one of the superstars from a technical perspective. And you're wondering, should I be more aggressive in coaching him or just pick my battles? Well, let's say you make the decision to engage. Well, 10 minutes from now, maybe it didn't feel too good, because it was not an easy discussion. Maybe he wasn't open-minded to it. But 10 months from now, the fact that you started the conversation, it could very well be that that performance is going to change, or that you have the grounds to actually move him out of the organization if it didn't get better. But if you wouldn't have engaged, that 10 months from now, you're dealing with the same problems. I had a situation like this where I had somebody like the person I'm describing, and he had been passed from manager to manager to manager. And throughout the process, once I got him, I had to engage. And over a course of 10 months, the guy was eventually let go. Now, it wasn't 10 years later, but it was a couple of years later. Probably 5 years later, I had this person's spouse in a training class. And she didn't know that it was me, but during a break, I mentioned my name again and said, you know, I used to work with your husband. And she gave me this look of, oh, you're the guy. And she came back after a lunch break and she said to me, she goes, you know, I talked to my husband, and though it was not an easy thing to go through, it was the best thing that happened to us, because he is miserable in the role and it forced him to do something different. Now, I got to tell you, it wasn't the 10-year mark, but the idea of the 10-10-10 is to get us thinking not just the short term, but for a longer term. In that case, it was more like 5 years. And this can work in our personal lives as well. Let's say it's 5:30 in the morning, alarm goes off. Today's the day you're supposed to start some new workout. Do you hit the snooze or do you get out of bed? I don't know. Let's say I hit the snooze. How am I going to feel about that 10 minutes from now? Well, pretty good. In fact, I won't be feeling anything. I'll still be sleeping. But 10 months from now, how am I going to feel? You know what? We always have good intentions about things like changing diet or exercise, and it will not have changed. 10 years from now, you know, most health stuff isn't a matter of today or maybe even 10 months from now. It's the impact 10 years out. And starting that exercise program today with 10 years from now in mind could make a big difference. You know, one of my favorite parts of the book is where Susie Welch works to help us understand what is it that we truly value. Because in order to make these decisions, it's helpful to know what do we value. And she makes a point that it could just be that we don't know our values as well as we may think we do. And values really aren't what we say are important. In reality, it's more about what we do. So she offers some interesting questions for the reader to ponder. For example, how about this one? What would make you cry on your 70th birthday? Now, if you're one of my listeners and you're 20, you might think, that's kind of hard to think out to my 70th, so replace it with your 40th birthday. But, you know, I find 70 starting to look a lot closer every year. What is it that would make you cry on your 70th birthday? The way you answer that could be an indication of what you truly value. How about this one? What do you want people to say about you when you leave the room? That's an interesting one. If I care, like let's say I want people to think, well, he's a nice guy. Well, I'm going to make decisions that will make, you know, that will prioritize people thinking I'm nice. But do I really want to be known as nice? Or do I want to be known as he helped me? Well, if that's going to be my priority, I'm going to make different decisions in the 10-minute mark and maybe in the 10-month or 10 years that are going to be more focused on, am I really helping people? How we answer these questions can be an indication of what we truly value and help us make better decisions in the short term and in the long term. You know, Susie also says you can use this 10-10-10 retrospectively. You can look back at decisions 10 months ago or even 10 years ago and, you know, contemplate, how would things have turned out differently if I would have made different decisions? Now, let's face it, it's impossible to know for sure, but at least considering the past might just help us make better decisions in the future. Premium customers, here's my recommendation. Get a copy of the book, whether you get it from the library, from a store, it's an easy read, and get the concept down and start practicing it at work and at home. I think you'll be pleased at having 10-10-10 in your decision-making toolkit. Well, that's it for this premium subscriber episode. Please don't hesitate to contact me with any follow-up questions. Have yourself a great day. Hi, Andy Kaufman here with a special episode for my premium pod...